At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQBar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQBar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQBar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQBar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
DSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of the program here on Monday morning. Tim, back here with you after my trip to Michigan, which was both eventful and uneventful. No tornadoes to keep me at the airport overnight this time around. However, we are going to get some severe weather coming our way today. Severe thunderstorms are on their way. Might get some of it in the morning, but definitely by afternoon and evening. It's going to be going on, so if you've got plans to do anything outside, get it done early. And then, you know, if you have to go out later on, make sure that you take your time, don't speed. If it's, you know, that downpouring rain is just as dangerous as snow if you're not paying attention and don't know what you're doing. Especially if you're someone who needs to replace your windshield wipers and still hasn't done it, like me. I actually stopped in a Advanced Auto to get some oil because my oil light came on. It was a little bit low. I'm due for an oil change and just a little low. So I was like, all right, let me just top it off before I drive home from Boston to the South Coast. And when I went in, I was like, oh, I also need wiper blades. I should just do it now while I'm here. As it's not going to rain. No. Well, I'll do it later. And then I see the forecast for today. Whoops. Oh, well, maybe I can go over to AutoZone and grab them first. So we were talking in the first hour about, and you heard Phil mention it in the news, this homicide that happened, this murder, the suspect is actually being charged with murder. In the stabbing death that occurred over the weekend in New Bedford. And from what our sources are telling us, I mean, you know, the DA's office told us that they are related, that they are, that this was a, you know, a family argument. But what our sources are telling us is that it's actually an uncle and a nephew. And that they got into a fight. And then the uncle allegedly stabbed the nephew and killed him. And again, as I was saying in the first hour, you know, this is what would be categorized as a crime of passion. This is something that you know, doesn't, and again, it all depends. We'll find out when the suspect is arraigned today. And the suspect's name is Juan Padilla Santana, 32, from Puerto Rico. We will find out today, you know, more about that in the arraignment, about what the circumstances were, but it doesn't sound on the surface like this was, you know, an intentional thing, that this was what they would call a crime of passion, where it was an argument that escalated, which is what last week's homicide in New Bedford was. Last I checked, the suspect still, and maybe things changed while I was away, but the suspect in that had not been charged with murder or manslaughter, because it was not meant to escalate the way that it did. So I would caution anybody that looks at what happened the last 2 weeks and says, oh my God, crime is out of control in New Bedford. Like, you can feel that way if you want to for a variety of reasons, but I'm just saying I wouldn't take those two most recent homicides and put those out there as, oh, look at this. Those were circumstantial things that if they didn't happen in back-to-back weeks, wouldn't have any correlation between them. Is it a problem when people have rage within them that's to the point where they take a weapon and hurt somebody? Yeah, that's an issue, but it's also not something that the New Bedford Police Department can do anything about. So I think, you know, people are going to call up and they're going to say, oh, fourth weekend in a row, another homicide, which is true and concerning. And we still haven't heard anything on the first two, let alone these two that are, I guess, what we would call more personal matters between the suspect and the victim. But it doesn't make anybody feel any better. And even the mayor, the police chief, somebody coming out and saying, yes, we're aware that there have been four homicides in the city, one every weekend of this month, but also these were unrelated and crimes of passion, and there's no threat to the public. These are the things that people want to hear, even if they already know it, and even if we're already saying it. And even if the police put it, or the DA's office puts it in a press release and says there is believed to be no danger to the public at this time, they want to hear it from their mayor. They want to hear it from their police chief. They say, they point to the fact that Mayor Mitchell loves to be in front of a microphone and at the podium. Not a podium, a lectern. I don't want not a podium to call me out on Twitter. But he loves to stand at the microphone and say, you know, here's all the good things that are going in New Bedford. And rightly so, and he should. And he should be out there and speaking at every one of those events and being the face of the city for all the positive things that have happened. But also at the same time, part of that is also answering the tough questions and standing up and being the chief consoler of the city when horrible crimes happen. And I like Mayor Mitchell, and I think he's done a great job. Other people will agree or disagree with me, but I think that's one area where he's always been lacking, is that he doesn't step forward when those kind of things happen. he tries to ignore it, really. Not in terms of, you know, finding, you know, he makes sure that the police department is on the case and that they're finding the suspects and the arrests are made. But he doesn't want to put a spotlight on the crimes. Even when the arrests happen. When they make the arrests in these, you know, we get a press release. But they don't make a big deal about it. They don't hold a press conference. And there's a story by the New Bedford Light where the recommendations that were made for transparency reforms for the New Bedford Police Department a year ago have not been fully adopted yet. Things like openness, handling officer misconduct, and an enhanced anti-discrimination policy, that those things have not been put into place yet. And when the Light reached out to Police Chief Paul Oliveira for an interview regarding this, they denied the request for an interview. I'm sorry, did not respond to an interview request, but issued a statement and a 14-page document to the Light stating that the department has acted on most of the report's 89 recommendations so far. This is the kind of thing where the police chief needs to talk to somebody. A statement isn't enough. A reporter and a great reporter like Anastasia Lennon is going to have follow-up questions and is going to want to ask those questions, not just report on a blanket statement that's put out. And part of that job should be having to answer those questions. Now, I know I said before that, you know, I talked to the chief and we discussed, you know, coming on the program and doing a segment maybe once a month where people can call up and ask questions about the police department. And, you know, just similar to what Sheriff Hero does with Chris McCarthy. And it doesn't have to be my show. He can go on with Chris if that's easier for him. He can go on with Barry if that's easier for him. I'm sure Barry would love to facilitate that discussion. But the chief said, well, I'm not really, you know, that's not me. I'm not really comfortable in that situation. Okay, fine. Not everybody is. But I also think when something like this is the story, you have to say something and you have to answer the questions. The story here is you were given recommendations about how to better improve your department. How are you doing so? It shouldn't be a situation that you try to avoid talking about. And I don't know what else or how much longer people will put up with not hearing those communications. Is the job getting done enough for you? Because that's what they're focusing on. And if you ask the chief, you say, well, do you have time to come on the radio? No, we're too busy trying to catch criminals. I don't want to come on and talk about a murder investigation. I want to solve the murder investigation. And that's something that most police departments will tell you, but a lot of them still get more information out there. And it's one thing when I'm asking the questions, or Phil or Ariel or whoever, and we want to do it for the sake of our news report. And maybe you don't really have to be accountable to us. But when the public wants to ask those questions and they want answers to those questions, you are accountable to them. Because they're the ones that voted in the mayor and they're the one whose taxes pay for the mayor and the police chief's salaries. And I'm hearing a groundswell from people who are using this spate of murders, homicides in the city, as putting out a call there about what are we going to do about this? And again, as I said, it's not a crime wave. So it's not a murder spree. But it's still concerning. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. I was mentioning how when I was flying these past couple of days, I got a window seat. I try to always pick a window seat for a couple of reasons. One, then I control if the window's up or not, so I don't have to worry about somebody else opening it and shining sun in my face. But I keep my sunglasses in my pocket in case, because whoever paid for that seat has the right to open or close the window as they see fit. But I also like the window seat because I can lean against the window and sleep. If I use the neck pillow and lean back, I'm going to snore on the plane. So I usually just try to lean on the window and sleep. But as I was looking out the window, I mentioned earlier, I noticed all the baseball diamonds. It's one of the things you can pick out from the sky. You can see baseball diamonds. You can pick out who has a pool. But one of the other things you can see really well are solar panels. Solar farms, areas where there's a large swath of solar panels. And then even as you're, getting closer to the ground, you can see the panels on people's roofs. And so are all those people now getting paid for the solar energy that their homes are generating? Or are those solar farms offsetting some of the cost? You can find out the answers to those questions by talking to Isaacson Solar. They are the solar experts for the South Coast. They are the people that can give you those simple, honest, direct answers to all of your questions about solar power. And if you go online and you Google it and you try to find the answers, you never know when you're on a paid website that's put out by a certain business and whether or not the information is accurate. You can trust the information you get from Isaacson Solar is accurate. And you can trust them to work with you so that if they do tell you your home is a good fit for solar and they give you that free, no obligation quote, if you decide to go forward, you know they're going to get the job done right. So reach out to them and get things rolling by going to their website, isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. I got to take a quick break. Caller, hang on. We will get to you in just about 2.5 minutes. We'll be right back. And welcome back in, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Gilly Safiolis, and welcome back.
Thank you, sir. How are you?
No, I'm fine. I just love what you when you're attacking them right now, when you're attacking the mayor and the chief of police.
I don't think I'm attacking, but...
Well, you are. You're saying the truth. You're saying the truth. You made a comment that he told you that he's not a speaker. The chief of police is not a speaker. That's what he said to you. You know what I mean? And he's the number one chief. He's the number one person in the law enforcement.
Well, I don't think he has a problem. I don't think he has a problem speaking, say, to the rest of the police department. He doesn't want to be, on the radio.
That's a hell of a thing. That's his job. What do you mean he's not supposed to? Are you kidding me, Tim?
I don't think it's on the job description that he has to come on the radio and answer and take phone calls.
No, I understand that. But when he says that of his own mouth, I'm not a speaker. I'm not. That's why he's keeping his mouth shut all the time. I mean, and I know you say don't beat a dead horse, but my case was right in front of him, and he did. He's seen a thing.
Gilly, that horse has already been turned into dog food and fed to a German shepherd at this point, but go ahead.
So in other words, Tim, listen to me. I understand that. When the whole system is working against you, it's on video. I have the number one man in the law enforcement as a witness and everything, and he gets dismissed without a hearing. Don't tell me the courts didn't have anything to do with it because of Linda Moret. I got attacked by her and Naomi Connie, and I got the thing to prove it, and they both got dismissed. But Gilly Safiolis is an idiot. That's why. But it's the truth. But you made it a point to attack the mayor, and he won't let anybody talk. You know, he's losing it, and I supported the guy. Come on now. You're trying to tell me that the chief of police is a witness and the clerk in court doesn't think it's important to ask him a question, so he dismisses it on his own? Then he leaves to become a judge for 2 weeks, and he comes back to be a cut. What's going on in that court system?
That I don't know.
Trust him. The police officers do not trust him. When you have police officers, okay, telling you that I was told not to talk to Mr. Sapiolas. The union rep was there. John C. heard him. He told John C. I was told by my superiors not to talk when I was trying to find out why the police report was misrepresented. He didn't put everything in the report. I was told, you know, they told him not to avoid me. I'm the guy, I'm the victim. What happens to those other poor people out there that don't have all the knowledge, you know, how the system works? They're trying to shut me down? Come on. That thing is on video. Video. Where's the DA? 73-year-old man get attacked. You think it's nice and everybody knows it. You got two city councilors and both women attacking me physically, and I don't put a hand on them?
All right, I gotta hold you there, Gilly. I gotta go to the news.
Yeah, that is news I just gave you.
Well, maybe a year ago when it happened, but I got Phil Devitt waiting to give us the news in the WBSM newsroom. But we can take your phone calls on the other side, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemail. But right now, let's go to the newsroom with Phil Devitt.
The Harris and Trump campaigns kick into high gear. More free COVID tests are on the way. And could this be the end of a rock band's longtime feud?
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign says it's raised more than $500 million since President Biden dropped out of the race, including $40 million since her acceptance at the DNC. Harris and running mate Tim Walz kick off a bus tour in Georgia on Wednesday. The GOP campaign is in Michigan, meanwhile, with former President Trump speaking at the National Guard Association conference in Detroit today, and running mate J.D. Vance in Big Rapids on Tuesday. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders says the United States should cut off aid to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. The Vermont Independent told ABC's This Week the U.S. should not send Israel aid while its military is killing innocent Palestinians and creating a humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza.
They certainly had a right to defend themselves against the atrocious Hamas attack. They never had the right, do not have the right, to go to war against the entire Palestinian people.
While he acknowledged the Biden administration is taking a different stance on the issue by continuing to send aid, Sanders said he hopes a potential Kamala Harris administration would change policy. Donald Trump wants an in-depth review of the assassination attempt against him last month. At a rally in Arizona on Friday, the former president said if he's reelected, he would form an independent committee on presidential assassination attempts. He added that the committee would be required to release all remaining documents on John F. Kennedy's assassination. The Biden administration is bringing back a new round of free COVID-19 tests. At the end of September, people will be able to order up to 4 tests by mail. The tests detect newer COVID variants and will be effective through the end of the year. Dr. Anthony Fauci is expected to make a full recovery after being hospitalized with West Nile virus. The 83-year-old former director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases told CBS News he's out of the hospital and at home recuperating. NASA managers will play it safe and wait until February to bring home a pair of astronauts stranded on the International Space Station. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson announced over the weekend they'll attempt to undock the Boeing-built Starliner capsule from the space station and fly it uncrewed for a landing in New Mexico.
Our core value is safety. And it is our North Star.
The test flight of Starliner has been plagued by helium leaks and thruster issues since its launch in June. Astronauts Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams from Massachusetts will come home on a SpaceX capsule that will now launch with a smaller crew next month. Deadpool and Wolverine continues to dominate the box office. Marvel's latest hit raked in an estimated $18.3 million in its fifth week of release. It stars Ryan Reynolds, who was spotted at Taylor Swift's Rhode Island home over the weekend with wife Blake Lively. Sci-fi horror sequel Alien Romulus dropped to second after topping the box office last week, bringing in $16.2 million in its second weekend. And many fans of the British rock band Oasis are on the edge of their seats after a video on the band's social media showed the date 8/27/24. There's speculation that Oasis will announce on Tuesday, August 27th, that they're reuniting after breaking up in 2009. The band is led by brothers Liam and Noel Gallagher, whose decades-long feud has been well-publicized.
WBSM Sports.
While the Patriots' preseason came to a close with a 20-10 defeat against the Washington Commanders, team kicks off the regular season on September 8th with the Cincinnati Bengals. Meanwhile, the Red Sox fell short against the Diamondbacks, losing by 7-5. Boston now hosting the Toronto Blue Jays for a four-game series beginning tonight, resuming a game postponed in June. And that means Sox catcher Danny Jansen, who used to be on the Blue Jays, will finish the game for the other side, first time in MLB history.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody. Starting out this Monday morning with quiet weather, mostly cloudy skies, temperature in the mid-60s. Turns unsettled as we head into the noon afternoon time hour with the potential of thunderstorm activity. Some could be on the severe side, triggering heavy rainfall, hail, and strong gusty winds. Temperature in the mid-70s. This unsettled weather will die down with sunset overnight. Conditions become quieter. Areas of fog as we head into the overnight hours. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci Del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
Weather on WBSM is brought to you by SeaStreak. Whether it's a daycation or a staycation, get there with SeaStreak. Visit SeaStreak.com for reservations to Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
I probably should have queued up some Oasis there for this question that I'm going to ask. And I don't know if Phil Devitt can still hear me. You can hear me. Phil, I got to ask you a question. You're an Oasis fan, right? You like Oasis?
Sure.
All right. Let's just say that Oasis does announce that they are reuniting, which I can't believe.
Right.
But let's just say that that is the case. Do you buy tickets because you want to go see them? Or do you assume that by the time they get to Boston, they will already have gotten into a fist fight and canceled the rest of the tour?
Yeah, that one. I assume it's going to be over before it even starts.
And I think if they did that, I think you would get your money back, right? They refund your money?
I would hope so.
Yeah.
So, you know, if they want to keep their fans.
So I don't know. I've always wanted to see Oasis. I didn't used to like them when they first came out. They grew on me later.
Right.
So I think I'm going to buy tickets to that. If it happens,
but I get it. We gotta be skeptical.
I'll take the chance.
Take the chance, right? You know, hey, why not? At least the concert gets canceled. You could still have a nice night in Boston.
True.
But yeah, I think I'm with you. It ain't happening, even if they say it is.
You know what? If people ask me, what do you think the chances are of Oasis reuniting and going on a concert tour? I'm going to say definitely maybe.
Definitely, maybe. Nice. There you go.
But yeah, so we'll keep. Hey, who knows? Maybe if they do reunite, maybe we'll get tickets to it to give away. But I don't know. I wouldn't hold our breath yet for an Oasis reunion. So, of course, we do have tickets to give away this week for James Taylor. So if you are a James Taylor fan, you can enter to win at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. You can enter to win what will be standing room only tickets. So I just want to make sure I reiterate that to folks because I don't want you to to win and then find out later that you got to stand up for the whole show. And they can't accommodate you. So you can't be like, oh, I've got standing room only tickets, but, you know, I've got knee problems. Can I get a seat? These are standing room only. Only. You can't trade them out. So if standing up for that show would be an issue, then I would say, you know, wait for another contest. Now, if you've never been to MGM Music Hall at Fenway, they have, you know, bar areas where people stand up and things. So it's a cool venue. It's not like you're going to be, you know, uncomfortable, but I know some people physically can't stand for that amount of time. I mean, how many times you go to a concert and you end up having to stand the whole time anyway because everybody else around you is standing? It's not me. I'm the jerk that still sits down and complains about everybody standing up. Speaking of complaining, there is a town in Vermont that is famous for having they've got a road where people come to get the perfect fall foliage photos. But now they have voted to close the road down to visiting leaf peepers. It's Jenny Road in Reading, Vermont. But now they are going to close it down to residents only because all these leaf peepers who came out looking for the perfect photo for social media were doing things like blocking the roads, littering, and trespassing on private property. So last year, the Reading Select Board voted to close Jenny Road to non-residents. And at a meeting of the board this month, one resident of the road told officials last year's closure really helped, so he asked they continue to do that again this fall. And that motion passed easily. So if you are a social media influencer who's looking for the perfect fall photo, don't head to Jenny Road. You can find foliage all over the place. You don't need to go all the way up there for that. And you don't need to bother people either. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
Yes.
I'm wondering, I heard that Burlington was coming to Fairhaven. Are they going to really come here?
Are they? Oh, they're already here. They've almost got it completed.
Where are they?
They're in the old job lot in the Fairhaven Commons. So they're right next to Marshall's.
You think they'll be opening up soon?
They said that they are targeting a September opening, and it looks like they're on schedule for that. Before I left for Michigan last week, I went over there, and they already had the inside done. So they just got to move in all the product and everything and get everything else set up. But I would assume that they can keep on with that September opening.
I think they'll do good here.
I think so, too. I mean, it looks like it's going to be a smaller store than maybe the Dartmouth one. But, you know, they get good stuff in Burlington.
They do. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And let's take another call here. Good morning. You are next on WBSM.
Yeah. How you doing, Playboy?
All right. How are you?
Pretty good. How was your trip?
It was fun. It was good. Relaxing.
So about Oasis, I've seen them twice. I wasn't impressed at all. I've like this. I think I've seen fresher acts at a Foghat concert. and so, you know, honestly, if they fight, that'll be worth the admission. Because it's like I said, they leave a lot to be desired. You know, they've had their moments, but like I said, what are those moments gone? And what kind of prices? And I mean, like, I've seen people pay absorbing my friends going to see Adele. There's like $1,100 a seat, you know. But then you got a nice room and stuff like that. It got a cocktail show and everything with it. Okay, it's nice. Like I said, but when I'm like the Rolling Stones, they did the Voodoo Lounge tour here. They were like $11,000 per person. I said I wouldn't spend that kind of money to see anybody less was Jesus.
$11,000 for Voodoo Lounge in 94?
No, that was just like 4 years ago.
No, that wasn't Voodoo Lounge.
2018, something like that, yeah. The Voodoo Lounge tour back, 2018. And it was $11,000 for great seats. Like I said, I wouldn't spend that money unless it was Jesus coming up on tour. Like I said, that's preposterous.
Well, to be fair, I don't think Jesus would charge that kind of ticket price.
I think he'd be more economical, like Garth Brooks, Garth Brooks. I've seen Garth Brooks 23, 24 times. And they, every time I've seen him, I've always felt like I got my twice as much of my money's worth. And his tickets aren't expensive. They're like, you know, he doesn't try to pay, you know, rip off all his customers come there. You want to see a good show, he puts on a show, a performance. I remember taking my mom to go see him back before she passed. And this before he was in town, he was here in concert, but he wasn't like doing the residencies like he's doing this back in the late 90s. And I remember my mom was liking Garth Brooks. And then, and now mind you, now Trish Yearwood is a friend of mine. My mother taught her how to make gravy. And it's like, that's a whole different story, but that great, great performance. Like I said, I remember when they first came here together at the Thomas Mack Center where UNLV played there. I remember there I had tickets for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday shows. And I didn't go see them on Friday because I went to go see Styx in a Foreigner in concert. So,
but I mean,
those Styx and RS Speedwagon.
That's in the days when you could afford to go to, you know, more than one concert. Now people have to save up for a whole year to go to one show because the ticket prices do get outrageous. And that if Oasis does do a reunion tour, those tickets are going to be through the roof.
Yeah, like I said, I'd rather see the Spice Girls, pay that kind of money to see the Spice Girls. Like I said, I guess if that's what you want to spend your money on, spend your money on it, like I said. But like I said, tickets here, a lot of times, tickets are outrageous here. And I'm lucky that I could get great seats for good, decent prices if I pay for tickets, which a lot of times I pay for tickets for some people, like a lot of people want to come to visit, whatever the case is, get them really great seats if I can. But other times I get tickets free or know how to get in, you know, like I said, when I get in, when I need to fit in. Like I said, regardless of that, I think that it's people, they're, I guess, being sold out. Like, for instance, the Rolling Stones, they're sold out. With Sympathy for the Devil, people like that allowed me to introduce myself. That's when they sold out. And, you know, and I could, like I said, I've seen them a few times. I like the Stones. I have no problem with them seeing them perform. I like their show. They put on a decent show, especially old Stickman. You know, they look like Ray Harryhausen creatures, you know, like in Sinbad and all
we're off on some tangents now.
Well, you know how they have the soldiers that were like skeletons, they were fighting, trying to, you know, kill, you know, Sinbad and stuff like that. That's how old the Rolling Stones look, you know, performing. They look like that, like Ray Harryhausen figures, you know. And a lot of people, if you know who Ray Harryhausen is, then you'll understand who Ray Harryhausen is.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I guess, give everybody a little education this morning. But like I said, yeah, I'm just glad that you made it back safely, and I'm sorry about that mansion that got shot up out there really bad. Was there a mansion out there got shot by you up there?
A mansion?
Yeah, Massachusetts.
I don't know.
It was a guy went on a shooting up some kind of mansion.
No, there was a guy that was at a hotel and shot through the hotel door and almost struck police and almost struck some kids at a pool, but that was at a hotel.
But that doesn't sound, does it look like a mansion, the hotel?
Oh, yeah, and the phone, yeah, so, yeah, I could see, I see what you're thinking, yeah.
Was it an old mansion, but they made it a motel?
It was only built a few years ago. It's a Marriott.
Oh, okay, well, that's cool. So, did you hear about Jimmy Johnson dying?
I did not. I got to hold you there, though, Lamont. I got to take this break.
Oh, I thought I could share my spoiler with you about Jimmy Johnson.
Hold it for next time. I got to take this break. We're already behind.
You know what's Jimmy Johnson I'm talking about, though, right?
I don't know which one.
You are so tired. Go back, take a nap, my little friend.
All right. We'll talk to him.
So, Sister Skin, hey, Skinny.
All right.
I want to say good morning to everybody out there in New Bedford. And may the good Lord smile upon you. Get out that rain.
All right, you as well. That is Lamont in Las Vegas. I got to take this break. We'll be right back.
I soaked you to the bone. Maybe I just want to fly. Want to live but don't want to die. Maybe I just want to breathe. Maybe I just don't believe. Maybe you're the same as me. We see things I'll never see.
welcome back in. That is Oasis, and I'd like to hear that live. And yeah, I was late to the Britpop thing. All those bands I wasn't really into at the time, but Oasis, Blur, Pulp. Who else? The Verve. Not to be confused with the Verve Pipe. There was a time when we had both the Verve and the Verve Pipe on the charts at the same time. Crazy. The 90s were wild. 508-996-0500. If you want to call in and get involved in the discussion, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. So what do you think about this RFK Jr. endorsement of Donald Trump? There are reports out there, a lot of reports from lots of different reporters saying that RFK reached out to Kamala Harris's campaign first and offered to endorse them. And they're like, yeah, we're good. Is that true? Does that mean that he was offering up his endorsement in exchange for something? And if so, what did Donald Trump promise him? Is it possible? Because there's a lot of polls that show that J.D. Vance isn't polling well, even with Trump supporters. Is it possible that he might get replaced on the ticket? I would have said before, no, that won't happen so close. But anything's possible in this election. Could you see that happening? Could you see J.D. Vance getting the boot and RFK Jr. being the new VP pick? And then it'll be interesting to see if Republicans then say, well, how can he be the vice presidential candidate? Nobody voted for him. Oh, he didn't get nominated in the convention. Anyway, might be in for some crazy stuff coming up in the last couple of months of this election. Got to take one more break. We'll be right back. Welcome back. And we have about 40 seconds here before we're going to have to go into the newsroom. When we come back on the other side, we can talk with you. 508-996-0500. But I want to make you aware before I let you go that we have a bunch of great deals for you at seizethedeal.com right now, including, you just heard about Churrascaria Trapero's Grill. We have $50 there for just $25, as well as many, many other great half-price deals, including 50.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.